There is a phrase we hear you using often in your conversation, and that is taking it personally. This is such a superb time for learning not to do that about anything. Since there is no direct straight line that is happening now, the things that happen to you are not personal. We want to speak to you about the two levels so that you will always keep them in mind. The higher level is the level of the universal influence. That means that when there are a certain level of things that come to you because the universe intends those things to come to you. And there are things that are not supposed to come to you because the universe does not intend for them to come to you. Now, when you are working at that level, we hope you can see the wisdom of taking none of that personally. When a higher level of intelligence that loves you is looking out for your life and your path and what is best for you, there is nothing to be offended about, and in a strange way, nothing to be particularly elated about either. You are simply getting and not getting the things that the universe has determined are good for you. Now, we will take another level, which is more toward the human level. And this one is more difficult to read because of something you all know about, and that is the ego. We want to begin by saying the universe has never said you should not have one. Everything you have, you are supposed to have. But when you are dealing with the human part of your life and the ego, then it is your job to be very careful about holding balance. Holding balance. And if these two levels become confused with each other, then you are going to have a great deal of confusion in your emotional life. Let us say, for instance, the universe in its generosity looks down and says this, and you may fill in your blank here, person, activity, job, whatever it might be, is not going to be good for your path. Then if you drop down into another part of yourself, you might actually think that is about you when it is not. So we want to do our very best to keep the levels separated. Now, if we were looking at the human level, the ego level, and one chooses to make cookies and serve them to people, and some people like them and some do not, that is not personal either, you see, because what does it mean about you if someone does not like chocolate chips? It does not mean anything. It is about that person and their path. What if some person wants every cookie you have made because they love chocolate chips? In a strange way, that is also not about you. It is that it was very nice of you to make the cookies, but what happens with them is not personal. It has to do with that person's path, how they are put together, what they are needing at this moment. But, of course, on the human level with the ego, there is the tendency to say, what did I do wrong with those cookies? And the truth of it is, nothing. If you burn them, then you know what went wrong with the cookies. It is apparent. But for so many things, it is simply what a person is able to receive and what a person is not able to receive that we are looking at in life. When we get to other things, particularly if we have put work into something, this is something we will give you as a lesson that will go with you the rest of your life. If you have put a great deal of energy into something, then there tends to be an ego attachment, simply because so much energy went into something. And it makes it harder to believe that that thing that you put energy into is all the same laws apply to that as if you put very little energy into something. Now that is hard because that engages the ego. And what comes up very quickly with the ego is, that is not right, that is not fair. People should have responded differently because of all of the work that I did. Please listen carefully. That is a trap. That is a trap. Do not fall into that trap. Now, you, of course, are the one who gets to choose how much energy you put into something, a little or a lot. But whichever choice you made, a little or a lot, it does not change the basic laws of the universe. So it is so human, of course it is, that if you have put a lot into something, you want people or situations to give you something back. And many times they do, and then the ego can rest. But if they do not, then you are going to have to go in and claim your energy, understand what you did with it, bring it back, the energy back into yourself if too much has gone out, and then flood yourself with loving kindness. Because if it does not feel the way you want it to feel, then it requires more loving kindness from you. From you. If this lesson is learned, you can walk safely in so many places in life. It is quite remarkable, really. So when we are working with this lesson and working with the levels of creation, we want to ask you not to worry about this one thing which we hear in your thoughts a lot. It was probably my fault. If you burned the cookies, it was your fault. But that is one of the few places where you can be that clear about it. There are so many levels, so many things going on, so many energies. Even in this time when the energy is fairly stopped, there are still so many places where we get caught. And we want you to be free. And freedom means understanding this, knowing this. If you say to yourself, I have poured so much energy into this person, what have I done wrong that they are not pouring energy back? Then that is a mistake. Because it is saying, you are wrong. When you, in all probability, were not wrong at all. It is this ability to take the step back and take a deep breath and say, am I going to go through my life taking on responsibility for the behavior of people whose path I do not know, whose habits I do not understand, whose nature is different than my own? No, I am not going to do that. I offered. If the offer was not taken, I will draw my energy back in and fill myself again and fill with loving kindness. So if we can begin to work with this teaching, you are going to find a level of freedom that perhaps you only imagined about before. So we will take a little time and speak about this together. In this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the energy of serenity surround you. And breathe in the peace of serenity. And exhale upset and fear. Move into your heart center and find that there is an apple made of energy. An apple that is about the health of your whole life, your physical health, your emotional health, your mental health. And it's a golden apple because the universe has created it for you. And see that it emanates health. And let that health fill your heart center, moving to every corner, to the past where anything might still be hurting or confusing. And feel your heart become full and whole. Now feel that golden, healthy energy flow down into your solar plexus. And let it fill the solar plexus and displace any emotions that you no longer wish to carry with you. And feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the second center. And feel all the old shame and judgment, all the things that you may have turned against yourself, feel them being displaced by this healthy golden light. And feel the golden light flow down into your root. And begin to displace any doubt or fear you might be carrying about your ability to create your life with the support of the universe in the way that you truly want it to be. Let your root hold the energy that is ready when the time opens for you, so that you move into the creation of your life with love and with confidence. Going back to your heart, feel the golden light move up and into your throat. And let that health in your communication center. Displace any need to criticize yourself or others, any fearful communication that might be there. Feel it all displaced. Feel the golden light move up and into your third eye. And let the golden light energize your third eye, bringing you back into your power again. The power to discern, the power to know, the power that tells you when to take a step back so that you may more truly know what is in front of you. Feel that golden light come up through your body and into your crown. And when the crown opens, feel love pouring into your body, into your thoughts, raising them to a level that brings joy. Feel love move across your shoulders to take away your burden and down your back so that you no longer need to carry the burden you might have been carrying. Let it fill your trunk and heal anything that needs to be healed. Feel love flow down through your arms and your hands so that they begin to respond to doing what you love. Feel the energy flow down through your body, down through your legs and your feet. And feel your body soften and strengthen together. Let that energy spread past your body to draw to you all the things that love draws to you. Bring your attention into your heart center. See how beautiful and calm and strong it has become. And see a path in your heart that moves you upward, but with no effort. Simply the movement that is joyful and natural. And let it lead you to a place where a golden sun shines on you. And shines on a table in front of you, on which the universe has left a gift. Resting the mind, know the gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. Come back into your heart center. Continue to breathe. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.